This is GQDN for Wednesday, October 9th, 2024. Brought to you today by Audible. Go get your free credit, audibletrial.com/thegroupquest. By swiftenergy.gg. Go get those drink mixes. It's very good stuff. Great stuff. Yummy, yummy, yummy stuff. If you put in the promo code QUEST, you will get 25% off of your purchase. Excellent stuff. By patreon.com/thegroupquest. Yeah, I'll leave that in. Lots of good stuff up there, too. And by stackup.org. In today's news, yes, that sale's still going on from Amazon. So we got some stuff for you. Take a look at, of course, which would also include a new clock and a studio announced an esports hub. Okay. We will begin today with Eurogamer because PlayStation pulled the Hotline Miami 2 from Australian's PlayStation 5 owners. Why? Because there was a skippable scene that did show some adult violence. That was back in January 2015. But this last October, Hotline Miami 2 was not just on the PlayStation Plus Extra catalog, but it was also released in Australia on PlayStation 5. Now, the Australian owners of the game are now getting refunds because the ACB did step in to enforce the board's ruling. And the ACB is the Australian Classification Board. Now, Developer Digital did give a response to removing the game from Australia, and they said in a game caption, quote, "Good times never last." Well, I bet Singapore is going to have some good times, because according to Esports Insider in the Esports Corner, XM Studios, not to be confused with SiriusXM, just XM Studios, are now going to have an esports hub, and that will be coming in 2 months. And that will host some esports training sessions and some competitions for some events. And the XM esports studios will have some partners to it, such as Singapore Cybersports and Online Gaming Association, and TT Racing, which will give some hardware and some furniture. Now, XM Studios is known as a Southeast Asia designing collectible figurines, merchandise, and comic book characters. And they also have some collaborations that would include Marvel and Transformers and DC. So they are going to be a part of esports. Interesting. All right, now we gotta get to the sales. PC Games N said that you can get 33% off of some speakers, which is the Edifier R1280DB speakers, which right now is at $100. So if you need some speakers for your PC or your TV, that might be a good thing right there. We step away from Amazon and go to Nintendo.com. Because Nintendo announced that they're going to have an alarm clock. Yes, I said they're going to have an alarm clock. And right now, you can pre-order it at my Nintendo store right now. It's an interactive alarm clock because it'll have some of your favorite Nintendo characters to it. It'll go with some scenes and scenarios, stuff like that. It's $100, so you've been warned. Now, there are also some headphones. Going back to Amazon, Rock Paper Shotgun said that you can get some Logitech G Pro X wireless headphones. That's $100 off right now, which was originally at $230, but right now it's just under $130. So yeah, good stuff. Microphone included. But not just that, you can get a PlayStation Portable refurbished for $141 if you want one. That's according to GameSpot.com, so you can go check that out too. Oh, speaking of PlayStation, PlayStation Plus is discounted for October, 20% off. That's according to PlayStationLifestyle.net. And the sale will end on October 22nd. So you can go check that out. And that'll be on the PlayStation Plus website. So if you want to go check that out. But PlayStation also said via PushSquare.com, we're getting close to 3,000 PlayStation 4 and 5 games, because those games are getting up to 90% off in discounts. And that's a lot of games. So they highlighted Avatar Frontiers of Pandora, right now $35. Granblue Fantasy Relink, $36. Hi-Fi Rush, remember that one, $18. Ratchet & Clank Rift Apart, $30. Red Dead Redemption 2, $20. Skull and Bones, $28. Thank Goodness You're Here, $16. And Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Shredder's Revenge, at $15. Lots of good stuff there. Now we go to some games that's going to early access, and maybe some release dates. WCC UpTech said that Legacy, Steel and Sorcery, now has an alpha demo, and it'll be a part of the Steam Next Fest, which that is coming very soon. Now, this game is being made by Notorious Studios, which does have some former World of Warcraft developing team members, and they said what I just said, that's coming to Steam Next Fest, so you can go enjoy that one. The Verge also said that you can now test Microsoft's Flight Simulator 2024 if you want to, and that'll be on PC, and this is all going to be on a technical alpha later this month prior to the release of the game. So if you look for it on your PC Game Pass, you can definitely check that out if you like. You want to go off the grid? WCC UpTech says that game will be in early access right now, and it's free. And it's on PlayStation 5, Xbox X and S, and PC via the Epic Game Store. So basically, it's a cyberpunk type game. That's what the site is saying. So go have fun with that. Goat Simulator Remastered now has a release date. That comes to us from HardcoreGamer.com, and that'll be launching November 7th. So if you like Goat Simulator, the remaster is coming very soon. Oh, what can a goat do? Well, it won't be like Verballs. GameSpot.com says that game will be coming to early access October 22nd. If you like Ratchet & Clank, according to GameSpot.com, you'll like this one. Now, the release date for the game has not yet been announced, but Boulder did say that, which is the maker of the game, it will launch next year. The early access period will begin October 22nd, and that is with the Steam Next Fest demos, which is available now if you have Steam. That is all I got for today. This has been a Dawn Forge production 2024. All rights are reserved. Go play some games, people.